Officials in Washington, D.C. now have $10 million to help migrants who are being bused to the city from Texas. Washington's mayor declared a public health emergency last week, making that money available. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been busing the migrants north to Washington, D.C. and to New York City. Abbott says eastern cities need to deal with the disruption caused by the growing number of people crossing the southern border seeking asylum in the U.S. Murad Awada is the executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with him and asked how many buses are arriving in the city every day.
Well, it varies, but, you know, just the other day we had two buses, and before that there were about four, before that it was three and two. So it's not really easy to estimate, considering Texas Governor Abbott isn't really coordinating with anyone when he is sending the buses.
And either way, it sounds consistent. I mean, they're coming just about every day, multiple buses. I understand you're often there at the Port Authority terminal in Manhattan to greet people as they get off the buses. What kind of condition are they in? How are they doing?
Folks are arriving to New York City at times having had little or no food, little or no water, having received no medical care.
Are you implying that they were put on that bus without any food or drink at all?
After we started complaining that they were being treated inhumanely without food and water, we saw Governor Abbott put out a video of the National Guard packing buses with MREs, which are military grade food that come in aluminum packaging, and some bottles of water. If I were in that situation, I would not eat that food either. And to also ask people to sacrifice food and water in a 2 to 3 day bus trip is actually incredibly harmful to the individual who just went through a really horrific process to just literally get to the southern border, to present themselves at the port of entry, to legally present themselves for asylum, and then to be treated this way is just inhumane.
New York is a sanctuary city. It's one of the few where providing housing, food, services to someone in this kind of situation, it's required by law. But there's now tremendous strain on the city's shelters. How overwhelmed is the system right now?
You know, I think that the piece here that's important to note is that while, yes, New York City is a sanctuary city, New York City is a right to shelter city, that we actually need a federal, state, and local response to this moment. Every person getting off of these buses has little more than the clothes on their backs and the paperwork that they were given. And, you know, we're going to continue to advocate to the city and state to improve access to housing, access to shelter.
Right. And, I mean, my understanding is that the amount of open beds is getting very, very low. Do people have places to go when they arrive in New York City?
The shelter situation that we're seeing right now is not a unique one. For over 20 years, we've seen a housing crisis in New York City. So you have folks who've been in the shelter system right now who've been there for months or even years. So the goal is to get folks, as many folks as possible, housed. But to answer your question directly, back in July, the mayor was given emergency procurement declaration by the New York City comptroller to expand the New York City shelter system. So there are shelters that are coming online to help with bed capacity in the city to ensure that everyone who needs a bed gets one. And, you know, the shelter system needs to improve, right? We want to fix the system and ensure that the shelter system is in fact just temporary and that people who are currently unhoused are given permanent housing in the very near future.
I think it's important for people to understand that the migrants who are arriving in New York City are here legally. They've applied for asylum. They are allowed to stay in the United States while they wait for their court cases to go through. That could take years though. So in the meantime, what are the prospects for the people who show up in New York City with really no jobs, nowhere to live? Like, what's their life going to be like?
Well, the goal is to ensure that everyone who makes it here to New York City has the tools that they need to succeed in life. And the first thing that they need is actually shelter and making sure that they're able to get a bed in the shelter system. And then making sure that they have legal services to help them navigate the arcane and incredibly difficult immigration system that we have. And if they have children, that their kids were enrolled or are being enrolled on a rolling basis into school so that they can actually have access to educational services and also wraparound services in schools. This is an incredibly traumatic experience for many people, even more so for the youngest folks.
I know you strongly disagree with Governor Abbott putting migrants on buses and sending them across the country, but the truth is there is a record number of people who are crossing the border this year. There's a problem going on, and I wonder if you see any solutions out there that would solve the problem or ease the pressures at the border.
I think that the long-term solution here is really comprehensive immigration reform and ensuring that we're putting in a system that is fair, just, and humane, that recognizes asylum seekers, refugees, with fairness and gives them a shot at coming to the U.S. and being in the U.S. when they get here, and provide with the services that they need.
Murad Owouda is executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition. Thank you.
Thank you.